This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome along to Down the Line, the football-focused podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network as part of our C Sport Differently channel. As always, we're going to be chatting about the fixtures from the weekend just past and then looking towards a couple of fixtures at the weekend. So, delighted, as always, to be joined by a great guest. So we've got Willie on. Willie's regular member of our football call that we do on a Tuesday afternoon up here in Scotland. So, Willie, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, yeah.
I know that you're more Scottish football-based, Willie, but a couple of results there. Arsenal beating West Ham 5-2 in a bit of a thriller first half. All seven goals coming in the first half. And then they all just decided to stop playing football in the second half, I think.
Yes, very attacking-minded game. You know, Arsenal score a lot of goals, but they also concede quite a few. I mean, Arsenal fans demanding that Tierney gets a game, but he still won't pick him. Interesting there.
it was some game I was watching on Saturday night. I follow Arsenal, I guess, as my Premier League team. So, I enjoy watching them play, especially when they play such attacking football like they do now. They seem to have a right knack of scoring from corners with Gabriel and a couple of penalties in there, Odegaard and Saka. One of the penalties was really interesting, Willie. I don't know if you caught it, was how it was given. Was the goalkeeper missed the ball and ended up punching, I think it was Gabriel. So he went out to punch the ball with a closed fist and missed the ball, but it was a knockout punch on Gabriel. It was quite a nasty one, actually. And it made me think, do you think that should be a red card if a goalkeeper comes out with a closed fist, misses the ball and punches somebody in the head? Because I just feel like anywhere else in the pitch, any other player that goes in with a closed fist.
I would say, yes, it should be an automatic sign-off. But, I mean, the same thing happened with the United game. Their goalkeeper should have been sent off. But goalkeepers, they seem to, you know, get protected 9 times out of 10 most situations, you know, where sometimes, you know, it's laughable free kick given against them, you know, when a person gets the ball, no problems, and it's given as a free kick when you think, as you say, anywhere else in the pitch, the player would have been sent off.
Yeah, it's an odd one, like a closed fist. I'd get it if it was an open palm and he's just trying to flick the ball away, but a closed fist looks quite nasty. And I just want to double check, you said United there, I'm assuming you're meaning Dundee United.
Yeah.
The only United in your world.
Some of the refereeing decisions, you know, are laughable to some degree. You know, they're giving penalties for, you know, it's getting to the stage you're not even allowed to tackle anybody. You know, it's either a sending off or a booking. You know, it's just,
I think the scrutiny from VAR is really means any touch, it's difficult to to not award the penalty.
Yeah, I mean, if a referee doesn't see it, I don't see why it should be brought back, you know, by someone else, personally. Yeah, I mean, it's the same adage, you know, the referee will make mistakes, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, he's only human as everyone else. But it just seems, you know, VAR, they're checking everything, you know, it's just...
Yeah, we'll just touch quickly onto the Sunday game. So a couple of big wins for Chelsea and Man United, but the biggest game of the weekend was the top of the table clash, Liverpool 2, Man City 0. That is 7 games now for Pep without a win and 6 defeats within that 7. Pretty crazy stat for Guardiola. I know he's not had his troubles to seek for sure, but you would have thought within those 7 games he could have picked up a couple of wins, but it's just not going right for Man City at the minute.
No, they just don't seem to be able to do anything, you know. As we say, I mean, anyone else who would be demanding it would get the sack, yeah. If they do in the next couple of games, it might happen. Yeah, I mean,
I know.
Football is a funny game. You know, things can happen very quickly. But Man City, they're not going to win the league this year.
It's Liverpool's to throw away, I reckon. Cool. So that's for England. We'll just come north of the border. We'll chat about the results from Scotland. So we had on Saturday, last Tuesday, since we last spoke, there was a thriller in Easter Road down in Leith, which was Hibs 3, Aberdeen 3. 3 goals coming in the 90 plus. And a couple of crackers in there as well, and an overhead kick from Aberdeen, a 25-yard free kick from Hibs. Yeah, it was a good advert for the Scottish game, which we can't always say.
Definitely very good for Scottish football, but it looks like maybe Hibs have turned a corner, because, you know, usually it's been them that's been losing the last gasp goal.
Yeah.
They finally got a draw. Yeah. And then the shock was that they went and beat Motherwell. Yeah, quite easily.
I know, yeah. And then
it could have been
weekend,
a few more.
Yeah, absolutely. At the weekend, it was Motherwell 0, Hibs 3. So, yeah, Hibs fans delighted across the weekend. We don't have Macker on today, but I'm sure he enjoyed that one on Saturday. Kilmarnock 1, yeah. Dundee 1. We had Dundee United 2, St Mirren 0, and Celtic 5, Ross County 0. That's for Saturday. And then Sunday, Rangers beating St Johnstone 1-0 away from home in Perth. And Hearts drawn 1 each with Aberdeen on Sunday evening. So, yeah, I'll just come back to Saturday, and Dundee United, United to you, will it? Winning 2-0 at home to St Mirren. So, a decent enough win, and yeah, you're looking good for a top four at the minute.
Well, we just seem to go from strength to strength. I mean, it wasn't a pretty game to see, yeah, but we got the breaks, thanks to the referee, and we took them. But we just... Yeah, we're scoring a few goals and not conceding many, so yeah. It seems to be doing well. And as we say, Macker must be delighted after Sunday with has been bottom in the league. Yeah.
Elsewhere on Saturday, Celtic 5, Ross County 0. Said earlier on, I was like, it sounds like routine now for Celtic, 5-0. Not many teams can say that a 5-0 win is routine, but yeah, they make it look like that just now.
They could have scored a few more. Yeah.
Yeah, they are flying. And then Rangers, who aren't flying and certainly not scoring five goals anytime soon, beating St Johnstone away from home on Sunday. I guess it was a win at all costs for Rangers and for Philippe Clement.
Yeah. I mean, I think Rangers at the moment are struggling to get five corners, never mind five goals.
Yeah, I'd struggle to find five people to put in the team sheet. Yeah, so that's pretty much all. Thanks for joining, Willie, and we'll speak to everybody next week.